we thought we would welcome into the studio our old friend, Dr. Carlton Maxwell. He is a sports psychologist and teaches psychology at the University of Texas at Dallas.
That's right, go Comets!
And you've also authored more than 4,000
books. 4,000
books. Amazing.
Well over 4,000 books. I'm up to 7,387, Craig.
Craig, good morning. Good to see you.
Good morning, Craig. Good morning, George. Constantly good morning, George. Good morning, George. Beautiful good morning, George.
Yes, good morning.
Just one moment.
We'll have to wait for him to drink his coffee.
Yes, man. I have to have my morning coffee. A little wake-me-up juice.
Yeah,
that's there you
right.
go.
Oh, I've been having a hell of a day today. Just a hell
have
of a
you?
Day today.
Already?
Yes, I got rear-ended by a gentleman last night, and I'm so sore I can hardly move.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah, that's tough.
A guy plowed into the back of me, George.
How fast was he going?
He did it when I wasn't expecting it. That was the real problem.
Oh, right. Yeah,
but yes, at a red light, I don't know. He was probably going 30, 35 somewhere
in
there. Yes,
yeah.
I know. So now I got to get a new cure today.
That's too bad.
New cure shopping.
What kind of cure do you want?
I don't know, Craig. I'm not very mechanically inclined, you know. As a matter of fact, I sat at an Exxon for like 40 minutes trying to fill up my Tesla when I got it. That's the one I just wrecked.
That's an electric car.
Yes. Yeah, so, well, that's the thing. I found out it doesn't take Exxon or whatever it is they sell there.
Gas?
But yes, I miss the old cures that were less complicated, you know, the ones that had carburetors.
Yeah, all right.
And plugs. I love plugs.
Do you?
I love changing plugs.
Okay.
Pulling one out slowly and jamming another one in. I love it.
Dr. Maxwell, can we talk about the NFL draft?
Yes, enough about cures. Let's take sports.
You got to lease your cure, by the way.
What?
We wanted to have you on to talk about the psychology of the NFL draft.
Craig, thank you so much for asking me about that. There is an appreciable difference between impressionable and different.
What?
Between just appreciable. Look it up. It's in the dictionary, you fool.
Appreciable.
Yes, there's an appreciable difference in players who are not being considered for the draft and players who are considered being that may go in the draft.
Yeah,
because the NFL draft can be such a stressful time for a lot of players.
Sure.
Oh, waiting this round to see when you will be picked or if you will be picked. Mm-hmm. It is so stressful. So what I do is I offer a treat to all of these young players, these young athletic men, a retreat for them to come to watch the draft at my retreat center where they will get spirits massages. There'll be so many spirits massages going on, and also me exploring their psyche and helping to maximize their mind and get them in
nice
the
service.
Mindset of the NFL.
I've never heard
really
of this.
Nice.
Yes,
an NFL draft retreat.
Yes, an NFL draft retreat. That's exactly right. And I have quite a few beaks concerning the
about
NFL
the
draft. Yes, indeed.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, pre-orders are now available for a new book called All 7 Rounds of the NFL Draft Pick by Pick by Bob Stern.
Oh, that
wow.
sounds
he's reviewing each and every one in depth.
That's a lot of
and
work.
Each pick will get over 50 pages of commentary and treatment.
Hey, Bob is
that's
prolific.
Yes. And the forward is by Chili Davis.
Chili is
again.
Bad.
Yes. Here's an interesting draft book. It's called I Have No Idea What I'm Doing by Jerry Jones.
He wrote that
book?
Yes, it's about his approach to the draft. Forward is the forward is written by Stephen Jones. It's called He Doesn't Know What He's Doing.
That's not reassuring.
Also by Jerry. This is called From Taco to Mozzie to Dolly, A Guide to My Favorite Bust by Jerry Jones.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, that sounds interesting.
This one is called I Swear to God I'll Never Take Another Michigan Player for As Long as I Live, Which Won't Be Much Longer by Jerry Jones.
Boy, he's been writing a lot of books.
He has been writing so many books, Craig. It's unbelievable. This is another one. I'll give this one to you, George.
Okay, let me check it out.
Read this one. I'd love for you to blurb it. You should blurb this book.
Do what?
Blurb it. Blurb it. Write a blurb for it.
Okay.
Yes, do you have mid in your ears or what?
Maybe.
Have what in my ears?
Mid!
Mood.
This is called If I'm Not Number One, This Whole Draft is a Pile of Number Two by Caleb Williams.
Wow, interesting.
Yes.
George is a big Caleb fan.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about him.
Well, then, if you are a big fan of Caleb, George, I have another one for you here. This is called Crying in My Mommy's Lap and Wearing Pink Fingernail Polish, the NFL's New Man. By Caleb Williams. I love this beat.
Yeah,
leave this
like
beat. Leave it. Leave it.
Leave it.
Leave it.
Leave it. Leave it.
L-O-V-E.
Where?
Leave.
Oh, love it.
Yes,
leave it.
That's right. This is you guys are into spiritual reporting, aren't you?
Yes, we're into sports reporting.
Yes, this is called I'm Going to Cover Caitlin Clark So Hard by Greg Doyle.
Okay.
He needs to rethink that.
That's what I was telling him. But that was the title he insisted upon. This is called Arrogant and White by Caitlin Clark. I still am selling
these. You're still trying to hawk that one?
Still selling these.
You had that last time.
Yes, and also here's another book called Arrogant and White by Mike Ducey.
Okay. I guess they're not selling them.
Still selling them. Have quite a few left over. So if you'd like to purchase them,
please. He also went to Iowa. That's weird.
Did he really?
Yes, he did.
Interesting. I'd love to get together and have dinner with him and
talk about the psychology
of being from Iowa.
Sure. That sounds fascidating.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, Dr. Maxwell. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.